Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are you serious?
This is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And you're joined by producer Bill once again.
That's it, Billy. Cheers. Now, obviously, I am not in the studio. And Billy is in the studio. And that's because I had to dash during a very important event that was cracking off. I managed to watch most of it, but I'm hoping Billy will fill in the gaps when it comes to the big September the 12th, 2018 Apple keynote / Apple event, as they've liked to call it with a hashtag on Twitter. Bill.
Yes?
We should start from the top, man. I believe you've taken some notes as we've watched.
I took as much notes as possible, I think.
Yeah, man. Can we just say, though, they started it with a very interesting little sequence at the beginning. Poked a little bit of fun at themselves, didn't it?
Yeah, just like a really long, well-produced video, and we're thinking, oh, is he going to open his sandwiches or something? But turned out to be his clicker.
There was some Mission Impossible music. There was this poor girl that was trying to get to the keynote speech in time, like, you know, a whole manner of unfortunate events happened to her, which prevented her from kind of getting there on time. So she like tripped over. Did she sleep in? I can't remember. Maybe she slept in. She was using her Apple Watch to get there as quickly as possible. One of her mates used Siri to transport as she was trying to get there because they were alluding to Apple being super forward thinking. And then when they got there, they opened the case. And yeah, instead of it being a new phone, it was Tim Cook's clicker. Bit of a whack end to the joke, but it was fun. But yeah, man, what was first on the cards with Apple's event?
It was that there was letting us know there's been 2 billion iOS devices sold to date, which is an incredible amount.
2 billion iOS devices.
Insane.
Flipping heck.
And then, to get over that, we moved on to the Apple Watch, which was even more amazing. I think Apple Watch was the best of the night.
Yeah, the
iPhone had like a little bit of an upgrade, but we'll move on to that in a bit. But I think the Apple Watch was probably the best bit of news we've had all night.
So what was cooking with the Apple Watch then, Bill?
Well, it's now called the Apple Watch Series 4, of course. It's thinner. It's got a bigger display, 30% larger. You've got haptic feedback in the crown. It's got a better microphone speaker. It's got the same all-day battery as the previous generation, which is a bit... You kind of thought it might be improve it, but it's 18 hours is good, that's fine. But it's also got a couple of really cool things. It's got a fall detection in it, so it'll be able to tell whether you've fallen forward, whether you've fallen down, whether you've tripped,
slipped.
And then the interesting thing is, if you're on the floor for say a minute and you're like motionless, the watch will realize this and it will call the emergency services.
So this is like a level up from the current series, or should it's the old series now, isn't it? The Series 4, where if your heart rate went up to 120 or over and you weren't moving around, it would ask to call the emergency services and then try and get help, basically, isn't it?
Because yeah, detect with your heart attack.
So they've kind of taken that a level further with this, and they're trying to like... I mean, to be fair, I like that feature, man. There's no harm in having that sort of thing on your watch. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to fall over, bust my head, and
bleed out,
and not have an opportunity to call the ambulance or emergency services. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it gives a location as well.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick, man.
The interesting thing is as well, it's got an ECG in it. So as well as detecting, because you can do your your heart rate doing too fast, but if your heart rate is too slow, that could be that could be an irregular heartbeat.
So they got an ECG, and was I believe they said this is the first ever consumer product you can get over the counter with an
ECG in it, yeah. Hello? Oh, you still there? Ah, there we go. See?
Yeah, so I think that was the first ever ECG that you can buy over the counter, right?
Yes.
Crazy.
It's crazy. There's an additional thing as well to go back to the fall. It's because it's got a better accelerometer and a gyroscope, which gives a better precision and accuracy with the things you are moving. So as well as giving a better activity recording, like you're running, you're lifting weights, etc., etc., it gives better detection of like your falling and stuff. That is what they That's what they focused on a lot with the fall detection. It is very intelligent. It was very impressive, to be fair.
Okay, and better stats when I'm doing, and you said the better movement stats. So better stats when I'm doing gym, pumping iron, compared to when I'm walking. So it's going to know that, you know, when I'm actually getting a better burn on, when my heart rate is beating a bit faster.
Mm.
So that's pretty cool that they've managed to pack that in and kind of keep the same battery life then, because I presume these things are going to be, would be a bit more of a drain.
Yeah, and then the screen, it goes from edge to edge, which you would think would give like more battery drainage, but at this time it's the same. So that's decent. It comes in silver, gold, space gray, and the gold is gold stainless as well. So it's a brand new brand new option for consumers.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit more expensive, isn't it? That one. That's going to be the Mac Daddy price, isn't it?
So it's available to pre-order from the 14th. And you can collect it from the 21st. So within the next 2 days, you might be able to have your brand new Apple Watch Series 4.
Oi, oi. Sounds kind of tidy. Right, what else we got on the cards for the Series 4 as well?
That is, I think, as much as it was, he's got a better microphone speaker, haptic feedback in the crown. There isn't that much extra. You got that watchOS 5, which we've covered already. You got the walkie-talkie option, Siri shortcuts.
That sounds cool. Yeah. So all in all, a better watch, more Siri shortcuts, more complications that they call it as well. So you'll be able to do more complex things, right?
Yes.
Nice. All right. And next up
is the iPhone.
So we had the iPhone 10, right?
The next phone is.
Is it going to be the iPhone 11?
No.
Where are we at?
iPhone 10, S.
Ah, S. Okay, cool.
And iPhone S, XS Max, and iPhone XR.
All right, this is around the time I left then. So I heard about the Max, right, the bigger one. So what's the R? What is the R?
The R is, so you know the one at the moment where it's, I think it's iPhone 7. Or iPhone 8, this is the small one, like the regular iPhone. So they've made this, the regular iPhone with the single camera on the back.
Right.
So this iPhone XR has got LCD display and liquid retina as well. 6.1 inches screen on the diagonal. And the screen is bigger than the iPhone 8 Plus, but on a smaller unit.
Okay, cool. So same, good for people with small hands, but more screen.
All right. Yeah, so it's basically got the same sort of mechanical bits as the larger iPhones. You've got the Face ID, A12 Bionic chip, the stereo sound, all those extra good bits, the 120Hz touch-sensitive layered screens, all those extra bits. But it doesn't have 3D touch on it. It's been replaced by haptic touch instead.
No 3D touch, haptic touch instead.
But you still get the bokeh depth like you do on the bigger phones, portrait mode. All the good stuff, but on like a smaller unit.
Bokeh depth, yeah, that was another thing that they were talking about with the iPhone
10S and 10S Max, yeah. So if, like, as you were saying, you can take a picture of portrait mode and you can adjust the depth of the bokeh. So for layman's terms, you can make the bokeh stronger or weaker.
Yeah, so you can add more bokeh or you can have less bokeh. In the mix,
mm-hmm.
You do it. That's it. That is quite. I mean, that popped off when he did the bokeh adjustment live. Everybody was like, "That was like one of the features." That's
a really cool feature.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the selfie gang are going to love that, man. Have we got an upgrade with the cameras as well, or have we got the same kind of camera vibe popping?
This is a new dual camera on like the iPhone XS and XS Max. That's going to be a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 12 megapixels, but you've got 1.8 f-stop on the wide. On the telephoto lens, you've got an f-stop of 2.4. True tone has been improved. The front camera is now the same as 7 megapixels, but it's twice as fast. And they have an image signal processor and neural engine.
So what does all of this mean then? So you give me the numbers, but what does this mean? Like, so the f-stop, that means we're going to get better. A lower f-stop means we're going to get better pictures in lower light, right?
Lower light, yes.
Cool. And what does all of the other science that they put together, what does it mean?
Because you got the smart HDR. So before they took four pictures and then like merged them all together to make this nice picture. Now they're doing more pictures and then merging them all together and they're picking four pictures out of those ones to create a better picture. So you got like long exposure, shadow detail, shutter lag, autofocus, auto exposure. All of those are just noise reduction as well. Highlight details. All of these little bits are merged together. And your iPhone picks out the four best ones and then that stitches it all together and makes a better photo than it could before.
So it takes loads of photos and gets all the best bits, merges them together for a better picture, but more photos than the last current model.
In a split second, yes.
Nice.
The battery life on them, the XS, is 30 minutes longer than the regular iPhone X. The XS Max is an hour and a half longer than the regular iPhone X. So you're getting some more battery life, so you can eke out not wanting to recharge it for longer.
Okay, so we're iPhone. So is that it with the iPhone vibe there? We've got more.
Dual SIM. But this was, I think, judging by this is what I got from the keynote, it's one SIM, and your second SIM is going to be an eSIM.
Okay, right, I'm with you. But you can still be balling out there with two numbers. That shout, you know, when I was in Nigeria, Billy, that was like a standard on so many phones.
Yeah.
And I was like, when is this going to happen over in the UK? But yeah, I'm glad that that's come. It means you can take advantage of two different price plans, have a business number, a personal number, or even when you're like, if you're someone that travels, you go abroad, you can take your US number with you easy or something. You know what I mean?
Mm. There's also some extra bits as well. It's got an IP68 water rating, so your phone can now be submerged in water for up to 2 minutes before it breaks. You've got to take it out and cut and like dry it down, obviously. But I mean, I wouldn't suggest they submerge it for 2 minutes. But it can be submerged underwater for 2 minutes.
Okay, cool, nice.
And it's made of surgical grade stainless steel glass on the front and the back, and Apple were touting it as the most durable glass they've ever had on an iPhone.
Right, so an unsmashable phone. A less smashable phone. Yeah. All right.
Pricing-wise, hold on to your hats. XS comes in 64 gigabit, 256 gigabit, 512 gigabits, and starts at $999. The XX Max starts. It comes in 64, 256, and 512 at $1099. Starts at $1099. Not £1099, £1099.
Okay, cool.
Pre-order starts September 14th and ships September 21st, so next week or in a couple of days.
All right.
iPhone 7, so they're still releasing the iPhone 7, starts at $449, which is quite cheap for an iPhone. iPhone 8, $599. iPhone XR, $749. iPhone XS, $999. And again, iPhone XX Max, $1099.
Oh, you know, you can't keep calling it the X, Billy. We'll get punched up by Apple. It's the 10.
10S.
So that's it, Tenet. So, and then what's the next set of pricing?
That was it.
So I lost you for a sec because you're giving us all the X's. Sorry, mate.
September 17th as well. iOS 12 releases.
No, but wait, one second. What are your thoughts on the pricing then? I'm not surprised. I don't think that's way more than... They've not boosted up the prices that much, have they?
XS Max is over a grand.
Yeah. But so was the last generation of the iPhone. So, you know, interesting. Right. Okay. Yeah. Go on. You were saying.
September 17th releases on iOS 12. September 17th is released on. You know what I mean.
Yeah. iOS 12 is out on September 17th. Yeah.
Yep. and there's going to be some upgrades to the HomePod. Of course, you have the HomePod AirPlay 2, so they were like bigging that up and how good it is. But then you can now, when this is released, search music by lyrics, make and receive phone calls using your HomePod, ping your iPhone to find it, and of course you've got Siri shortcuts.
So we can mess with all of these on the next iteration. So with my current HomePod, I can do this, right?
Yeah, if you upgrade it on September the 17th, there's going to be a software update where you can make and receive phone calls using your HomePod.
We're going to definitely do a video on that. We need to try out those new features.
TVOS, you're going to get an upgrade for Dolby Atmos. So that's quite cool. And macOS Mojave is released on September the 24th, which I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. Are our old generation Macs, or are we going to need the new MacBook Pro to run these? Is this going to be the OS that means that we really, if you want to keep doing our high-end audio, high-end video stuff, is this going to be the operating system that might push us over the edge and say, right, time for a new Mac?
No. Apple are really good with their macOS upgrades. They make it so every single Mac can run it. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
I don't think Apple II would be able to run one of an original iMac, but like I do notice that it's not been. I think a MacBook I had for a very long time started to struggle with an OS, but to be fair, it had done its time. I'd had it for a very long time. Like, I think I'd had it for like 6 years, and that was the only time I was like, oh wow, this new OS is a bit heavy for it, but come on, that's reasonable though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I slapped some RAM in it anyway and sorted it out. Anyway, all right, cool. What can we look forward to from the new OS then?
Oh, the new Mac OS, Mojave?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a dark mode on it.
Nice. What's dark mode?
Dark mode, well, a lot of people have been really want it, but it's just basically, so say you got like your email open. Instead of being white, everything would be black. The benefit of having it black rather than white, it's said to save battery.
All right, well, I'm on that straight away. And also, for me, high contrast in that other direction mashes up my eyes, so I'm good for that, man. That's awesome. I'm wicked. I'm really chuffed with that, man. That'd be all right to have a go with.
You got the dynamic desktop as well. So, like on your iPhone, you have, like, so the screen changes from morning to night, so you get... At night time, it changes to night shift. It's very similar to night shift, where it dims the screen. The same will happen on your MacBook now. So it will change at night time. So during the day, it'd be quite bright, and then when it gets darker, your screen will start to dim. That's called a dynamic desktop. Which as well, if you've got like one of their internal wallpapers, the one on their website is described as a desert. The desert changes from like a nice orange, lightly brightly lit scene. You move it towards the end of the day, and then the wallpaper will go to like a nighttime.
Nice. I like it.
Got stacks as well. So if you're one of those people that have a excuse me, that have a desktop that's full of images and documents, if you use stacks, it will put all the documents in one big stack. So it will clear up your desktop.
I've seen your desktop, Billy. I think that you'd definitely benefit from some stacks out there, bro.
There is... Finder is more intuitive. You've got gallery view, quick actions as well, so you can rotate, mark up stuff right from inside Finder. And just a bunch of stuff that's really small. Not more of like a visual thing, more of like a performance thing. So it's designed to make you work faster.
Yeah, I'm up for that. A bit of markup is good as well. Decent. All right.
And that is that. I think there's nothing much else to report. I'm sure we'll see some more things prop up.
No
afterwards.
iPad news.
Yes.
No iPad news.
Oh, Dolph, we said you had news on that. Go on.
No iPad news.
No iPad news. No. Which is surprising. Maybe they'll do one later on in the year.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm up to date on everything that went down at the Apple event. I hope that you, the listener, is as well. Thank you very much, producer Bill, for just getting us all that content there, man.
No problem at all. That's what I'm here for.
Cheers, mate. Well, anyway, I'm off to sample something that I'll be discussing on the show very soon, which is kind of to do with the next big festive event. That's the clue that I'm going to give you. I'm sure there's some other ways to kill time that we'll be filling you in with further episodes before that. But cheers, Bill. I'm going to go now because I'm almost at said venue. And I presume we've got to get this audio out ASAP because people are going to want to know what the heck's going on with Apple.
Definitely.
Hear me? All right. Well, plenty of wasted time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been producer Bill.
Stay blessed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.